When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Sans Pants Radio, Australia's dumbest podcast network.
Hey, you handsomes. Were you a fan of our playthrough of the 1986 tabletop RPG Dinosaur Park, but wanted to hear how Adam and Cass would handle the official yet rarely referenced expansion, Dinosaur Park 2, Dinosaur Land? Then do we have great news for you. Dinosaur Land is coming to SansPantsPlus.com on January 1st, 2020. All you have to do is sign up to SansPantsPlus.com at any level from now until January 31st and you'll get access to the complete playthrough New Year's Morn. Get in quick because come February, it'll only be available to SansPants Kings. So just head to SansPantsPlus.com today and sign up so you can enter the new year listening to the terrible atrocities that Adam and Cass unleash onto an unsuspecting dinosaur land.
Hey everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Star, where we ask the important questions like, which 80s future tech seems good but is actually bad?
Okay.
So like, what? You know, in 80s movies, how they're like, oh, it's the future, 1997.
And everyone's the like, world is 1999.
And everyone who's watching the movie is like, oh, fuck, that's so the future.
Man, 20 years from now?
Holy shit. I've never thought that far in the future before, and frankly, I might shit if I do again.
They just assume we were just going to like rapidly get like, yes, we can get hover cars. And oh, you know, matter, we've got that figured.
Shit's slow right now. But in 2 years, 3 years, it's going to ramp up.
So basically a lot of the future tech, and especially in the 80s films, it's like, hey, wouldn't it be good in the future when we have this? And here at Plumbing the Death Star, we're here to say, no, that's fucking dumb.
If you were a futurist in the 80s, we'd like to come to your house, open your door and be like, hey, oi. Shut up.
Hey, knock, 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 Philip K. Dick. new name, Philip K. Dickhead. Gotcha.
Get off my lawn. Jesus. We're scared of him.
Yeah. I fear the elderly, especially the sci-fi elderly.
Was he dead in the 80s?
He's dead.
Who knows? I could just see Dusha grab that from. Who's someone I know who's sci-fi? Philip K. Dick. Let's do that.
Okay.
So you got an example to kick things off?
Okay. Perfect example.
Yeah.
And this is a thing that in the film, they're like, oh, it's kind of bad. But then they're like, no, it's also cool.
Yeah.
Being a RoboCop or mech enhancements to regular people.
Okay.
And I'm not talking
cyborgification.
About... Cyborgification. Yeah, cyborgification. The rest of the episode, we will refer to it as cyborgification.
Okay. I've been cyborgified.
I don't know. Look, I got a bad shoulder. I got a bad neck. Let me get a cyborg. Slam it in there. Now I'm all good. I got tubes and shit poking out of my neck. But look, I function and I'm in no pain.
Yeah.
So... Oh no, the AI's taken over and I'm trying to kill myself.
Yeah.
Neck.
So there's obviously a lot of issues, and whilst it in some films like RoboCop, it's like, hey, you've taken this man's humanity, that's no good.
That's pretty rough.
There's other films where it's like, hey, this is good, and I can't remember any of those titles off the top of my head, but it happens heaps.
Transcendence?
That's not an 80s film.
It's awesome.
But is that a film that happens? Look, no one saw it. No one can dispute me.
I will dispute you. I did see it, and it is my third most hated film of all time.
It pleases me. Fucking liar saying he's seen that film.
It just pleases me about
Johnny Depp becomes a computer.
To think that there is a film where someone's humanity is taken by cyborgification and everyone in the film is like, and this is good. He's better this way. Okay, so yes. Yeah, so
joining the Borg?
Oh, that seems all right.
Yeah. Borgification, as it's called in the Star Trek. Okay. Why is it bad?
Talk us through. It's not like just replacing limbs. They seem to kind of get ahead of themselves.
Okay, so I'm going to be, what's his name? Officer Murphy. Yeah. I forget his first name. I want to say Brad.
Alex?
That's not right.
Robo Murphy.
Yeah. I wanted to say Brittany, but that's definitely wrong.
Yeah. Right, so it's I'm Alex Murphy.
Mm. So I get like cut in half by several shotguns.
Sure.
Yeah, you get you get your arms shot off, and then your legs shot off, and then you get shot in the head.
Yeah. And now, who's the Bugalugs, the big bads? Cyberdyne?
Yeah.
OCP.
Yeah. OCP. They're like, all right, we're going to make this man a robot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But he's a cop already, so.
It does seem weird.
Put them together.
It seems like in the 80s, if you got cyborgified.
So, yes. Cyborgification.
Yeah, if you got cyborgification.
Yep. Found it.
Like, I did it well. It's like immediately any property of yourself like is lost. Like, maybe I didn't want to be a RoboCop, you know?
Well, I think it's because you are property and you become property of whoever built you. Yeah,
no, that's true. And also, it seems like, say I've got like a bum leg, right? Yeah. Like, my leg doesn't work.
Yeah.
And they're like, well, we'll fix it with cyborgification, and I'm like, great. And then they're like, it's also a gun now. And I'm like, I just wanted to walk, not kill.
Yeah, but
you
Alex
get planet terrored.
Oh, no. Alex Murphy was a cop, so he's like, oh yeah, you made me a robot, but I also have now guns for arms.
Yeah,
no, he's got a big gun in his leg.
That's true.
Huge gun.
And his own modified car, which is very good.
Yeah, very, very cool.
This all seems very positive. Nice. Yeah, I'm not for Alex Murphy.
I'm waiting to see the terrible drop here.
Yeah. Oh, okay, so brainwashing.
Yeah, that's no good.
Built in, so he was a very good cop, and then they built in protocols to make sure that he couldn't take down police corruption.
Yeah, that's rough.
Well, hey, look, sometimes
he misses his wife, and she's alive, but he can never tell.
Yeah,
look, sometimes
destroyed his family.
Yeah.
He can't die anymore.
That's rough.
Yeah, but sometimes, look, to make an omelet, you got to break a few eggs, and to make a functioning society, and to clean up what is, you know, crap shack Detroit.
Yeah,
sometimes you need to say, you know, have someone sacrifice his humanity, his wife, his kids, and his morals.
It's crazy. They did it. Look, okay, so like Alex Murphy got pretty cooked physically.
Yeah.
It'd be very funny if he just like had a broken ankle and they're like, you're RoboCop now.
What? $6 million, $16 million. $16 million?
You just went up 10 mil.
The fella, the rich one?
Steve.
Do you mean the $6 million man?
Yeah.
Same thing. He's in a car accident and they're like, we can rebuild him.
Mm.
And they rebuild him for $6 million to be better.
Is he better?
Yeah, well, he's a bit better, but man, that just wouldn't fly. $6 million is nothing. They make movies for more than how much it took to make the $6 million man. If I came out and they're like, we spent $6 million on your body, I'd be like, $6 million?
But
wow.
He can jump far, though.
Yeah.
He runs.
Okay.
Yeah,
he does the
and he does that sound.
Yeah, well, that's pretty cool. The sound. I would take
anyway. So what's wrong with old Matt Robocop? He's got a cool helmet.
Yeah,
he's missing most of his body. He's gross and pale.
It seems like
I hate it.
There's some weird insistence on putting an AI in your cyborgification, which is pretty funny. They're like, Jackson, you've got a bum shoulder, so we've given you a new one, and it has an AI
and a head.
Why would you do that?
Computers are cool in the 80s, Jackson.
He seems slower.
What, RoboCop?
Yeah,
that's true.
Like, that's because they've said, they're like, well, he could just take bullets now.
Yeah,
true. It just seems like, okay, I got like, you know, a bung leg or knee or shoulder or whatever, and then they're like, you know, cyborgify me. And I'm just like, sweet. And now I want to like get up to the fridge. I'm like, oh, that's going to take a million fucking years.
I also think it's weird that they made him a man.
Yeah, well, in RoboCop 2.
Yeah.
They fixed that problem.
Good.
Their RoboCop 2 is a guy.
Yeah.
A guy that was on death row.
Cool.
Yeah.
The best cops start on death row.
To make an omelet, gotta break a few eggs. And you need someone you can do some experiments on.
Imagine them coming to you on death row and they're like, hey,
do you want to be a cop?
And yeah. You're like, is this a joke?
Are you fucking kidding me? I'll kill you.
No, you want to be a cop for real?
Yeah.
Okay, yes.
Yeah. All right, we're still going to kill you.
Okay. Because what I would do with RoboCop is I would just put him in like a big black cube with guns on either side.
Well, you
and
know,
treads.
You know in RoboCop how there's that one in the board meeting that kills that guy?
The mech.
Yeah, the mech. That's pretty much what RoboCop 2 looks like, except it's got a screen that has the guy's face on.
That why rules. Do that? What? Who's that?
Oh, I forgot to tell you, RoboCop 2 is probably a movie that's made exclusively for you. The big bad is a 10-year-old kid.
That rolls.
That fucking
RoboCop's rolls. Villain in RoboCop 2 is a child.
That's incredible.
He swears heaps. Okay. He takes drugs.
I watched The Goonies recently. Man, kids could swear in the 80s.
Yeah, they were good at it.
The first thing Chunk says is he drops his ice cream on his titties and he's like, shit. That movie's insane, though. Yeah, look, okay, being a RoboCop sounds pretty rough. But
it's not that bad. I mean, it's like you become.
You ever seen Inspector Gadget smile?
He's so sad.
Surely this is just like a little bit of programming will fix that. Putting in some smile AI, chuck that in there. Happy software.
He doesn't have AI and his body malfunctions because he's clumsy. So he says go, go, gadget copter, and then we'll get a chopper or something, and then he'll be like, oh, I'm on a motorbike.
That's not go-go gadget. Gadget. Inspector Gadget?
Inspector Gadget.
John Gadget.
Gadget! What was his name before he was Gadget?
John Gadget.
Does he remember?
No.
In the Matthew Broderick film, he gets killed by a falling Yahoo billboard.
That's wild. Did Yahoo pay for that?
Yes.
Our product will murder Matthew Broderick.
Is the sales!
And then the sign is... It's falling. Yeah. It goes, Yahoo! Wow.
So is Inspector Gadget just RoboCop, but for kids?
He's silly RoboCop.
He's silly RoboCop. Yeah. He has a copter in his hat, though. Go, go, Gadget copter.
It would be amazing. Yeah, I remember that copter in his hat, but imagine if it was too powerful and it tore his head off.
So talking about bad technology, that one is bad. Like a personalized helicopter that comes out of your head.
That's no good.
Not good. Hey, even if crazy. You do have a metal neck.
Where's RoboCop's... Sorry. Where's Inspector Gadget's brain? It's not in his head. There's a helicopter in there.
Well, if I was designing a robot... Imagine
it opens up, the blades start wearing, and brain just goes everywhere.
Well, if
whoops.
If I was designing a cyborg...
Yes.
I would like, if I'm like, all right, I want to make it look like a man, or, you know, have that kind of humanoid figure.
Mm.
Sure, I'd have that there, but then I would move the brain somewhere else because as a villain, I'd be like, ah, yes, aim for the head.
Yeah.
But now the brain is like, it's great. In the leg or the stomach.
Dr. Claw or Inspector Claw, whatever it is, he explodes RoboCop's head and RoboCop, not Inspector Gadget's head. And he's like, ha-ha, that's not where my brain is, Claw.
Or his mouth, apparently.
The one on his face is a decoy. So you can't poison him. That's
well, I see you've found my fake head, Claw.
That's when he rips open the trench coat.
Go, go, Gadget, trench coat face.
I like your Inspector Gadget is like an old-timey mobster. Well, Claw, I see you found my fake head, see?
Go, go, Gadget gang, see?
Go, go, Gadget organized crime family.
Go, go, Gadget coalition.
He gets a whole gang out his chest.
Yeah, that's good.
All right, well, being a RoboCop doesn't sound great.
I mean, yeah, you lose your humanity. And again, what if... Oh, wait, do you have, like, phantom itches for everywhere?
Yeah.
Probably.
He can't scratch. That's can't so piss. Sad.
Again, he just seems to have lost a lot of flexibility.
Yeah.
That, to me, seems the worst aspect.
If I got RoboCop, I'd be like, can I pierce? And they'd be like, no. And I'm like, I'll do it, but can you make it so I can pierce? I don't have to... It doesn't have to be urine. I just need to pierce
some
again.
Kind of coolant.
Yeah, like, thanks heaps.
Yeah, look.
They just... Don't. They just turn you off.
This was a bad idea.
Put you in a lake to... Not rot.
Rust.
That's the word I was looking for.
Okay, well, I'm going to put forward in Back to the Future. We saw like a lot of weird things from like future 80s, but not quite. So I'm going to put forward one that used to freak me out as a kid, which was the auto-lacing shoes.
Why did that scare you as a child?
What if it went on too tight? What if it just kept going?
It was just one button and what looked like a winch. That's
scary. It just was also like, we just like envelop the foot then be like...
I know. In the thing, it stops at the right moment. But imagine I'm like, oh, guys, I'll meet you outside. Let me just put my shoes on. You're waiting for me and you just hear a blood-curdling scream. Chop my feet off! Your fingers get crushed, pop, and you fall face forward. And you can't crawl. You open the door, my toes, because of the pressure, fire off like bullets. Shoot you in the heart.
Because there's going to have to be like a lot of R&D. Yeah. So there's a lot of, I'm assuming, criminals on death row that we've experimented on who have no more toesies.
That'd be terrifying. Imagine you're a criminal on death row. Already scary. And they're like, you cannot be on death row. And all you got to do is wear these shoes.
Do you reckon there's people that aren't scared of death row? I reckon yes. I reckon like, once you've taken a life, you no longer fear your life being taken.
All right.
That's my theory.
Yeah, once you've taken a life, I feel you don't no longer fear shoes. Yeah. You're like, yeah, all right, put on
the death shoes. I don't care.
I've killed a man. Give me all the shoes you got.
Yeah, what's going on?
And it's not just shoes in Back to the Future. If you recall, Marty McFly's weird tube jacket shrinks to his body. That's a great way to assassinate a political figure. Hey, Your Honor, right? Your Honor.
It's a judge. Yeah.
Before you proceed on my case, please wear this fabulous jacket.
Don't mind if I do.
That's clever to do it before the case. I was imagining in the middle. Like, I'm like, the lawyer's like, Jackson, we're not going to. I'm like, don't worry. I got this.
Excuse me, man
accused of assassinating another person.
How? Prove it. I didn't touch him. I didn't
assassinate
his
judge.
It was a simple malfunction.
You have the button. Oh!
Malfunction. I pressed the stop button.
Prove that I didn't.
This button says
Would you
go.
Like to wear a nice jacket?
Don't mind if I do.
I think apart from the excruciating potential death, which I think is a big flaw for these.
Absolutely.
Kind of things, it also kind of homogenizes fashion a little bit.
Okay.
Because we're all sort of like.
That is a big fear of yours.
It is. It is. I like
colors. How many Hawaiian shirts do you wear?
So many, but they're all different colors.
That's true.
So again, you have to kind of have these specifications of like, you now have tubes that shrink.
Yeah.
And you have to have these certain boots or these certain shoes that all do the same thing. And yes, you might be looking at me now being like, look at the standard shirt. It's the same, but we have different.
Yeah.
And yes, all shoes have laces. And you know what? My argument is flimsy and doesn't hold up. But I was hoping something would come to me, but it hasn't.
But you know what is weird?
I mean, shoes do have shoelaces. He's, you're right there.
Yeah, nothing has become homogenized by making shoes tighter. But a weird thing that I think is exemplified by the Back to the Future 2 outfits is that Marty McFly puts the jacket on and he can pick the color and he puts the shoes on. So you need to buy one outfit in the future of Back to the Future and you're good.
Hey.
Yeah.
You know, okay, define good. Because you can buy one outfit in current time and be good, but it depends where your good is. Because if your good is... I just want to be clothed.
Yes.
One outfit.
I would rather
you're
not
good.
Be naked. That's all
but
I need.
But if your definition of good is I want to be fashionable and I want to have different designs, then both one outfit currently and one outfit Back to the Future 2 future but is actually past for us now in 2019. Also not good, because it's still the same style of jacket, just different color.
What if
I had this jacket again in red, I wouldn't be like, wow, I'm fashionable. I'd be like, I've got the same jacket in two different colors.
I need to move on.
If you had like as a button that made it tighter or whatever, could you do a button that kind of like changed its design or color?
Well, because I think maybe I'm wrong, but I thought Marty McFly does press a button that changes its color, but maybe not. But also the fashion in Back to the Future.
It dries him out pretty quickly, which means that in the future, getting wet a lot is a problem.
Imagine right now they brought out a jacket that they're like, dries quick.
Why?
Be like, oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, he gets like, you know, he gets into the fountain, then he gets all wet and he presses a button and then he's all sweet and dry.
Yeah.
Which means that's a hazard. That's a problem. That's
a
problem in the future.
It rains more in the future. It's a water world.
You can swim in clothes.
Well, yes, but
clothes will weigh you down.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
what if you're in the what if you're in the fountain and then you press the button? Where does the water go in you? Does it suck it in?
That's a great question.
If it turns it to steam, which for some reason my brain does, that's scary.
Just don't.
It's
move.
Like wearing a kettle.
That means you're heating it to like a hundred
boiling.
Yeah,
you don't want it to malfunction and steam backwards.
100 degrees Celsius or ? Fahrenheit.
Someone's behind you texting. You're like, I'm a bit damp. Just cook them.
Oh no, my heart jacket.
Oh, fuck.
I forgot this was a thing it did.
Fag.
Yeah, that's pretty bad. Look, yeah. The clothes from Back to the Future, I mean,
terrifying.
It's frightening. I would just wear regular pants, you know?
Yeah, it's that weird thing. Also, because everything is like, you press a button and it shrinks to you. You know who was out of a job? Yeah. Tailors.
Yeah,
the humble tailor.
That's sad.
It is.
Tailors, you know, and cobblers, they're out.
Yeah.
Controversial.
Maybe it's good.
Who gives a shit about tailors? And cobblers. Oh, name one that you know.
I used to know a fella who lived behind a shop and he'd do your shoes for cheap.
I went and got my pants tailored this weekend.
Did that count? Was the tailor nice to you?
They were lovely. It was a group of
Hey,
them.
I got a suit tailored once and she was very rude.
Yeah. Hey.
So, there you go.
And I've often had to, wearing like business pants for work, have had them damaged and taken them to a tailor. And a tailor's been like, that'll be more than you paid for the pants, please. And I'd be like, why have you done this to me, Taylor? I wish I was in Back to the Future 2 and you had no job.
So maybe, I guess, they're good.
Yeah. Well, okay, I was thinking a pretty rough example of a future technology, and I know it's not really in the future, but it is in the 80s, is the world of Tron, is being able to become Tron'd. Because Tron is a video game you can go into, but let me list the three games you can play in Tron.
Yep.
Okay, one is throw a disc at each other. The other is ride a motorbike.
I can do that now.
And the other is basically dangerous table tennis.
Tell me more about this dangerous table tennis.
So the way it works is it's called the ring game, which already I'm excited.
The ring game.
You're on concentric circles going into the middle.
Concentric. Mm-hmm.
Concentric, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Define.
As in, I thought you were going to call me an idiot. But yeah, concentric. Boom, 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 boom. Like,
I see.
From the outside, going in circles.
Yeah.
Anyway.
That was just for our listeners that may not have known.
Yeah, absolutely.
100%.
And then,
I'm just paying attention to the little guy out there.
Yeah. Then somebody else is on another series of concentric circles.
Yep.
And you have basically, what's that sport
Whittle
where...
Bat.
No, you've got a...
Badminton.
No, shut up.
Hockey.
Shut your mouth.
You're making a fist.
No, imagine there's a scoop on the end.
Ah, yeah, that one. You're hucking them.
Scoopers. What do you call that game?
Scoopers. Scoopers. Yeah, scoopers.
You know the scoop sport?
No.
It's not lacrosse, but it's similar rules,
yeah,
to lacrosse.
Yeah, lacrosse, but you've got the hand thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're like,
and there's a ball of energy in that, and you have to throw it at the person you're against.
Do you reckon people are screaming at you?
Yeah,
yet?
People are like,
scoopers! Scoopers!
You're like, you got it right the first time! It's scoopers! And if your ball is one of the rings, that ring disappears, making a smaller and smaller playing field for you.
Until you're in the middle.
Yeah.
What happens when you lose?
I don't know. You die. You die in Tron and die in real life.
Which is probably where your issue with going into Tron is.
What's that? Those games are boring.
Well, yeah, look, I mean, you could play, because we could play a lot of these now, except for the, like, running a motorcycle at each other.
We can.
It just seems a lot dangerous.
It's easy. You tie a rope to a light lamp post. Yeah. And you both just drive around a lot, making the rope tenser and tenser.
Yeah.
Okay. And then...
It's the one where you gotta...
No, the walls, right?
Yeah, you're motorcycycling at each other, and you kind of move, and you make it. Yeah.
So there's a rope tied to a lamp post, and then your motorcycle.
Now, rope's too... You gotta get a chain, a metal chain.
And then really you swirl around each other and eventually crash your motorbike and die. Man, Tron's fun in real life.
We can huck a frisbee to each other.
Yeah,
that's easy.
The frisbee
fun.
Game is the worst one. You throw a ring, which is your identity ring, which is where all of your consciousness is stored.
Why am I throwing that?
I don't know. That's if I arrived in Tron because I got into the Tron computer. Where's the pornos?
Hey, I came into this to see some pornos, but in real life.
It's great to imagine me going, where's the pornos, and clicking on the program called Tron. That could be porn spelt wrong.
Tron, prawn,
porn. No, it checks out.
Pornos.
And they're like, hey, you are this ring.
Tron
this ring.
EXE.
Well, I'm in Tron now. Uh-huh. You throw that ring at someone else who blocks it with their ring.
Yeah.
And if you get hit by the ring, you die. None of these sound like fun games. Although, give me Tron Tetris.
Throwing your identity like ring is good, because, like, hey, we've been to the UK, Jackson.
That's true.
If we were at the River Thames.
Yeah.
Thames.
Yeah.
Thames.
No one saw
Thames.
Thames. Yeah. Thames.
Some
has. And I was like, hey, I'll give you $20 if you huck your driver's license in the Thames. You'd think about it.
It's funny, I'll give you $20. It's already in.
I dropped my wallet in 10 minutes ago.
Pay up.
Surely you'd be like holding on to that for dear life. Maybe I'd be putting that in like a Tron safe.
Yeah.
I just feel I wouldn't be throwing that around in a game.
It does
I think the problem of Tron is just that no matter what kind of game it is, right?
Yeah.
Before we were recording, we started chatting about Breath of the Wild.
Yeah.
Say it was like Tron, but it was like Breath of the Wild. Suddenly we're like sucked into that. After a while, kind of boring.
Yeah, absolutely. The
tired
beauty of,
legs.
Yeah.
And the beauty hands. Of a video game is I'm sitting. You know? That's why the Wii didn't do so well.
You need to move your hands.
No, I'm afraid I
won't.
Sorry,
just sort of just double checking. The Wii didn't do well. Just checking. Just want to clarify your statement there.
One of the worst selling Nintendo consoles.
Yeah, okay.
Absolutely.
Not a global sensation.
You're thinking of the Wii U.
My mistake. Yeah. When they were like, oh no, people like sitting down.
Yeah, people like sitting down and wish the screen was closer to their face.
Yeah. People hate casual gaming.
We found people were playing the Wii by putting their forehead to the TV screen.
And refusing to stand up.
Yeah. Maybe we should invent the Wii U. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
But yes, I just think that Tron, or even going into any video game, which the 80s seemed to be obsessed with as an idea.
Yeah.
Like it was cool. I don't want that. I want to be able to put it down and take a shit.
Yeah. I also don't want to have to be like, look up and then see how many lives I have left. That's worrying.
Yeah, I know.
I already know I have one. That's okay. If I look up and I see three, I'm like, why?
I may become
risky. Imagine if you find out that real life is programmed like those video games where zero lives is your last life.
Oh,
so like you look up and you're like, oh yeah, I got one life, then you die and you got a second life because it turns out zero counted. Yeah. It really makes you think.
Does everyone else know this? Am I just back? Do I burst out of a coffin like, guys, it's like Mario.
It's not 0-0, it's 0-1. It's everyone, we got one.
Imagine me bursting out of a coffin at my funeral. I'm like, it's like Mario. And there's like this deathly silence. One of you was like, in what way? How is it like Mario?
Well, you jumped out of something. I'm like, is it because you jumped out of a thing?
No, because the meaning of life is killing turtles.
I just run into the pond.
Cannibal Holocaust had it right this whole time.
Like very much you putting up your hand. Is it because... No, next question. Anyone else got a guess?
And now a quick word from our sponsors.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Also, hey, Plumbing the Death Star is all fine and dandy, but did you know we produce a whole bunch of other podcasts? Like, maybe you want a show that is bereft of the Plumbing Boys and their bad opinions, and instead featured our good friends, Levins and John, reviewing all of your favorite indie titles. If this sounds like you, then why not head to sanspantsradio.com and search for All the Small Games, our indie review podcast that's far better than it has any right to be. Okay. Look, going into a video game, no good. And yeah, you might die. And like, I'm already trying to avoid dying in real life.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like, dying in real life, potentially a little bit easier than dying in Tron, where there's three activities, all of which kill you.
Yeah. All of which kill you and all of which suck.
There is a lot of variety to accidental deaths in real life.
What happens if I ate someone's identity cube?
You would
be. Why?
If they throw it at me, I grab them.
Well, no, because
it's about that big. It's about the size of a dinner plate.
You know, like, okay, how big is a loaf of bread? But you know what? I can break it up into little pieces and shove it in my mouth.
That's a good point. Okay, you eat it and win Tron. High score.
No, well, I feel like you wanted to say that it's like you're eating someone's ID.
Yeah.
Who cares?
Yeah, but
you look like the idiot.
But it's their consciousness. Do I gain it?
No, I don't think that's how Tron works. I don't know. You got to go ask Tron himself.
Yeah. You don't just gain someone's consciousness just because you want it. You can't be like, hey, what's if I eat my friend, yeah. I get their brain, yeah?
Yeah, I get it, right?
That's how dumb you sounded.
You got to go ask Clue or Tron or Boy from Tron 2. Baby Tron.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Just, anyway, right. Look, okay, I don't think it's ideal.
I don't think it's ideal either. I think it kind
of
sucks.
There's a lot of... I feel like, again, this is one of those situations where I can't think of any specific examples, but I also know that there's a lot of times where, like, oh, being sucked into a video game rules.
I feel like being sucked into a video game is also maybe more 90s than 80s.
Yeah,
you know,
actually,
because I mean?
Of the wizard and...
Yeah.
The wizard.
There was like a book that we had to read for year 7 where it was all about getting sucked into a... game.
Yeah.
But I forget what that was called. But I know that was
or
three
what
of
it was
them.
About.
Dude, I know it was about getting sucked into a game.
Thank you so much for that contribution.
Hey, what about Jumanji Welcome to the Jungle?
Hey, that's a modern example, and it's no good there.
Yeah,
either.
They hate it. They're like, hey, where's this new fella now? Yeah. Welcome to the Jungle. I've Does seen that... it. I haven't.
Yeah.
So, because, like, it's 80s graphics.
Yeah.
So if you get transported, do you get, like, little block? You know, little
well,
block
in Tron, when they go into Tron, they get basically white jumpsuits.
That's cool.
Yeah, which don't show
Wait
off a
second.
Bulge.
Wait a second, fashion is homogenized again. I hate it.
Zabbit's greatest fear. Oh, no. but yeah, they get white jumpsuits. No bulge, I noticed, but I don't know what that means. Maybe it's just tucked away. I'm not sure.
Probably.
It's just something I'm concerned about.
Well, if you're getting like...
What?
No bulge in your white jumpsuit.
Well, I guess if you're getting things hucked at you, you kind of want it protected.
Yeah, maybe there's an inbuilt cup. Yeah. Imagine if you could get knocked in the nuts in like, because I sort of feel like if I've gone into a video game,
yep.
I want the damage to be like a video game. If Mario jumps on a turtle, he doesn't get a sore foot.
You know what he I dies.
Mean? Yeah. Well, not if he jumps on top.
Oh, right.
You've been playing a wrong Mario. Oh, Mamma Mia! And I didn't imagine like the Mario falling down. I imagined his soul going to heaven.
That's nice. But yes, no.
No
being
good.
In a video game, no good.
Yeah.
Another thing about just like being, I guess, well, not even being in things, but creating a thing that you're like,
yeah.
It's kind of the opposite of being in a video game, actually. It's like bringing a video game to real life.
Yeah.
I'm talking about replicants in Blade Runner, mostly.
Okay.
No, replicants in Blade Runner are the opposite of video games. Douche is so right now.
I've never been more on point with anything. This episode has been held together by a string since the moment we started, and it's continuing that way.
Okay.
Could fly off the handle at any point.
Okay, the opposite of a video game.
It's a replicant.
It's a replicant.
Yes. No, it's the opposite of going into a video game.
Sorry, you're right.
You're bringing
a video
game into real life, i.e. creating a robot.
Okay.
A robot who thinks it's a man, which is what Mario would think if you brought him into real life. That was my train of thought.
I'm with you.
Look, I'm not on the train, but I saw it go by, and I'm like I think I
could catch that could train, catch but it. I'm choosing
I choose not to.
Not to.
Yeah.
So what are the two things replicants can do? Mine and fuck. Oh, and hunt other replicants, I guess.
Well, up for debate.
Well, what's wrong with that? That sounds good. And they die in 3 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, 4 years. Okay. But they die in 4 years.
Nate.
They have fake memories.
Yeah.
They
good.
Often, when they realize that they're replicants, go on violent rampages.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. Yeah.
You know what else you could just do?
What?
Hire adults.
Yeah, but they're mining in dangerous places, yeah?
Yeah.
Build robots without, like, memories.
Yeah, it's
wait a second. Droids.
Yeah.
No, drones. Drones.
It is.
Drones.
It's so weird to be like, okay, we need mining people for the colonies.
Yes. Yep.
And they're like, cool, all right, but I want them to be people. I want them to have lives.
Yeah.
Why? Shut up.
And then also they're creating people that can die, so putting them in a dangerous situation doesn't really fix anything.
Yeah. It also must suck that every 4 years your troop of miners just die, and you're like, well, it's part of the deal, apparently.
Can you recycle them?
Yeah, good question. Also, it always seems like the replicants...
They bleed. I don't know if that helps. It doesn't.
No.
It always seems like the replicants, because they start to deteriorate after a period of time, right?
Yeah, Roy Batty just wants to be remembered and then dies.
Yeah, but how long between the deteriorating beginning and them dying? If I have a group of replicants in my mind mining borax or whatever...
Yeah. Unobtainium.
Yeah, yes. I'm mining unobtainium because Pandora's out. We mined it bare, baby. Yeah, so if they die in 4 years, is it like 3.5 years and I'm seeing the signs?
Yeah, well, do I have to like put them into retirement?
Because that's annoying.
That's That's the plot of the film.
That's so dumb. Yes. But it's just like, I know, but
that is Blade
yes, but they're retiring by like brap brap two
well,
in
yes,
their head.
Because
I'm saying, like setting up a nice little village and be like, off you go.
They've realized they're replicants, but also they realize the time is running out, and then that's why they need to be put into retirement.
You know what else is so funny? You can't tell. Wait, do the replicants on the mines know they're replicants?
I don't.
Or are they
know.
Like the replicants in Blade Runner, where maybe they don't know they're replicants?
I think that they
because
don't...
then imagine having to keep up the lie about your robot employees. One of them's like, "I'm not feeling so great," and in your head, you're like, "Yeah, well, you're done, you're dying." But instead, you're gonna be like, "Dave, that's weird."
Yeah, Dave, take a sick day.
Take a
I
sick
guess.
Day, I
yeah,
guess.
Have some aspirin.
God, we live in a dumb society.
Yeah, it just doesn't make sense to me because, like, building a replic like. Build just a regular robot, like some IG-88 fuck.
Yeah, absolutely. Sure. I don't know why there's this insistence.
Put a fucking toaster for a head. Who cares?
Yeah,
just give it powerful arms and that's it.
Yeah, okay. I want you to imagine just like a skeleton frame. No, like
why?
Just a big stick.
Yes.
Right? It's made of like, you know, heavy metals. Mm-hmm. And then you get like arms to the side and like jackhammers.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then you just, that's it. And like control it by a joystick.
Yeah.
Like
an Atari.
6 fucking miles that way. Mm. And there's a video screen attached to it. No, that's too face-like. Not his head, on his chest area.
Bring back the RoboCop cube.
Yeah.
Just a black cube with treads.
With drills.
With drill bits. That's funny because I'm imagining the drills coming out the side like that.
Yeah.
We should have made them more maneuverable. All it can do is go down.
Well, that's all right.
Mr. Bailey, this does not mine. What is mining? This is a bad time to bring up.
Well, because you're mining. What is it that, say, in a replicant who I assumes kind of acts as in various different intelligence levels like, you know, humanity does.
Yeah.
So what's the benefit of having someone like that in the mind as opposed to
just a
robot?
I don't know. It seems like they could just get annoyed and robots wouldn't.
Yeah, they could be like, I hate working this because you've given me emotions and feelings. You know how, you as a man don't like going down here? I also don't like going down here.
It's not good down there.
You've given me the exact same kind of bullshit that you suffer from. Why?
Yeah, but you're going to die in 4 years for some reason,
yeah,
so
also,
suck on that.
Yeah,
I hate this.
There is a replicant rebellion in Blade Runner 2049 as well,
yeah.
So both of these things are addressed in the film.
Well, good. whoever made them are big dumb idiots.
They made a big mistake.
Fucking Jared Leto.
Yeah, dumb fuck.
Fucking idiot.
Yeah.
And he made them to prove that he'd made better replicants, he makes one kill itself.
Yeah.
That doesn't make sense, Jared Leto. You've proved nothing.
Yeah.
Excuse me, Jared. All you've done here is you've shown me a thing. It's like, hey, we've made better milk with this cow, and then you shoot the cow in the head.
Hello,
no,
Jared Leto. You have
a cow. Can you use this gun on yourself? Shoots up and wakes.
Hell yeah, this milk's going to roll.
Bang.
Jared Leto, you've not made better robots. You've just upset me.
I know that this... excuse me, Jared Leto. Yeah, I know that this is a replicant, but you know that they look exactly like a real man and bleed like a real man.
This just looks like you've made someone kill them. I can't tell the difference.
Yeah.
Please don't do
you've
that to me again.
You've just upset me a lot. I feel like I've seen a man die.
Yeah.
Violently.
What? Why?
What did you aim to do here? Because you didn't do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, replicants...
Also, hey, is it cheaper as well? It seems like building
expensive.
A person seems expensive and pricey, whereas, you know, going somewhere and like maybe a place where life is cheap.
It seems
acquiring human life.
A lot of the times in the future we...
Hey, does this make it better? Sometimes maybe, potentially... Hard to say.
Yeah.
Purposely misleading. Maybe replicants can have babies too.
Well, that rules. No, I'm on board now. I like when we play God too much. There's a limit, and once we're over it, I'm into it. You know?
You know, like humans play God. What if we made a reverse God to fight God? Make our man-made God take down God.
In my mind, I'm like, Jared Leto makes a big replicant.
I'm going to kill God.
Stomps around the city. It doesn't know where God is.
Excuse me, have you seen God?
Like, the big replicant stomping around the city comes back to Jared Leto. Where is he? He's up in heaven.
Go, 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 go.
Okay. Walks around, comes back. Where's heaven? Just up. Climb. Climb.
Okay.
Just go.
We shouldn't have made our tech geniuses just crazy weirdos, probably. That was a mistake on our part.
Okay, yeah, no, replicants suck. I don't know why we create bad. Bad, dumb idea. Okay, maybe not from the 80s, but something I was thinking about would really suck that everyone thinks is a fucking great idea, which is the replicators on Star Trek.
Yeah.
Like all their kind of spaceships, like, I want a meal, press a button, they get a meal.
Yeah.
That sucks.
But you can write whatever you want in there.
Yeah, but you have no, like,
copious amounts of ham.
Go.
Bang.
Ah, I've broken it.
What? How? Define copious.
Just too much. Imagine too a big, because it's like a microwave. So yeah. Imagine an everlasting.
No, sorry, I know that I said before, define meaning, like, please tell me, explain. I meant, what is your what is your copious amount
so
of
ham? So much ham, the Enterprise crashes.
And does a machine know that? Or will it just give you an underwhelming amount of ham?
Enough to fill the room and crush me. Picard being like, what the hell?
Copious
amounts of ham. Okay.
Why do we program this? I like the idea of like the machine, like you've put in copious amounts of ham and you're like, the replicator is going to blob the ship and I will die, instead of just shoots one bullet into your head. And it's like, you'll never know.
Damn it. The replicator knew. It knew I shouldn't live.
Because, like, I'm guessing you're choosing everything from a pre-programmed thing. So, like, sure. I want chicken Kiev. I want roast turkey. I want, you know, deep-fried tofu. Boop, boop, boop.
Yeah.
Right? And so it's understandable. Everything is from this kind of, like, what we already exist. But there's no food imagination.
Yeah,
there's
that
no one creating new foods or flavors. Because we're going in Star Trek to all these new places, all these new worlds, assuming all these new beasts and plants we can consume, and we don't know what it tastes like. Instead, on the fucking Star Trek, all the movies like, yes, a cheeseburger, a hamburger.
It's insane.
Other kind of burger. It's like, come on. Can you have like some kind of flying bug? What about that hand of God? You reckon that tastes all right? Let me eat that.
God's back in Star Trek and he's in trouble.
And we're hungry.
I'm going to eat you.
God runs away.
Yeah, is it,
with the replicator, do they ever get chicken? Because that's crazy. It's so far in the future. How are chickens still around? Or are chickens like a thing
Jackson,
we know from history?
Jackson.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yes. Yes.
Hey, what's meat made out of?
Meat?
No, just meat in general. So you got chicken.
Muscle.
Protein.
Yeah, muscle, protein, yeah.
So, okay, that's the chicken. Yeah. I can't believe.
Yeah.
What's beef?
It's cow.
So why is the existence of chicken blowing your mind, but the existence of beef, you're like, yeah.
Well, beef is just as baffling. It's just crazy that our food is still chicken.
You just had a thought where you were like, oh my God, chicken. And you just, the only reason you thought that is because chicken,
well,
the food, is the same name as chicken, the animal.
That's you say, yeah, but that's what I mean. So like, a chicken's still a thing.
Well, we don't know.
For the Federation.
Because we're not eating it. They are, but they're calling whatever they have chicken.
So is it not chicken?
We don't know. I've never seen a chicken in Star Trek. Granted, I haven't seen that many Star Trek
episodes.
Does
Picard know what he's typing in?
Hey, Jackson, if I was like, hey, eat this burger, it's full of fucking horse, and then you eat it, you're like, oh, this actually is pretty good.
Yeah.
You're just going to assume that was a horse burger and that I didn't lie.
Yeah. So are you saying that the replicator isn't making chicken?
We don't know is what we're saying.
But why is chicken an option?
Because it's meant to taste like chicken.
But how does anybody know what chicken tastes like? It's so far in the future.
The flavor, how do you know what anything is?
Because I've eaten chicken. What are you saying?
No, but you've eaten what people call chicken. It's just a name.
Yeah, so you think, so say like 2,000 years ago, when they were also eating chicken, do you think that...
And so it tastes the same thing. Huh?
Yes. Okay, so you're eating chicken in the past. Okay.
Yeah. Yes. We're eating
on this journey. Yes. All right, yeah.
We're eating chicken in the past.
Yes. Okay, it's centuries, it's millennia ago, we ate chicken.
Yep. Yes.
Somehow a millennia passed.
Yes.
And the idea of the chicken has persisted. Okay?
Yes.
To the point where the people, this is what you're claiming, the people on the Enterprise are searching chicken in the replicator without knowing what a chicken is and then eating it. But
what do you think happened to Earth?
Chickens won't last, they won't last that long. It's not sustainable.
We have.
Yeah.
Why? Why is chicken not beef?
It's bothering me just as much. Chicken's just the example.
Why do you think there's going to be a mass chicken extinction?
Well, why do you not hate pork?
I do.
Or turkey.
I do.
If
I'm so hot. What do you think they're going
to
be eating?
It seems crazy to me. Either there are farms with chickens on them in Star Trek.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay,
which is crazy.
Okay, look, hey. So, when did the first domestic chicken happen?
I don't know. Yeah, centuries ago. How long in the future is Star Trek from now?
Oh, my God.
In the future? It's hard to say.
If chickens were around, they would just be big, fat balls of flesh.
Why?
Chickens won't remain. Because chickens are constantly evolving. Oh, my God.
But man isn't in Star Trek.
I don't know why that is. Because no one domesticated man.
Why are chickens evolving into a big ball of flesh?
Because that's what we're doing with chickens.
Okay, Jesus Christ. The domesticated chicken dates back to at least 2000 BC, so shut the fuck up.
It's a different chicken.
Then the problem you have is the same problem that currently exists.
So someone in like 2000 BC is being like, you know, in the future. And they say they're eating chicken. I reckon they're not going to be eating chicken. And then you're going to have two of their friends being like, what the fuck are you talking about?
The people hearing this episode know what I'm talking about.
In me, caveman, my good friend caveman, imagine 2019. What if they eat chicken?
Maybe chicken good.
How they eat chicken? We eat chicken now. You say chicken live as long?
Yeah, we live as long.
Chicken live forever.
We breed chicken, more chicken come, we eat chicken.
Look up on your little computer, how far in the future.
Type into your little fucking computer. Type going. Oh.
How far in the future is Star Trek from now?
Oh, my God. Okay, when is Star Trek?
West End is Star Trek from now.
One of the search options looked like it said...
20... Okay.
Jackson, when is Star Trek set?
2,364.
So we could conceivably have our great great grandkids are roughly that age.
They will be eating chicken on the teleport. The replicator.
Oh, sorry. Great 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 grand.
I've rescinded my previous statement.
You're a fucking idiot. The replicator. Maybe it's good.
My issue is because we are finding new species of plants, like proteins, all that kind of stuff, and we're stuck with the simple basic of a chicken sandwich or eggs or whatever.
Check out this shit. Jackson, what's your favorite fact about candy bananas?
That there are no candy, that they come from a banana that doesn't exist anymore.
Yes, and when did that flavor stop existing?
I don't know, like 50 years ago?
World War II.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So then what... When we say it's banana flavored, so we've clearly got the technology to preserve flavors.
Yeah.
We have for 50.
But when I assume Star Trek took place several thousand years in the future, the idea that we had kept chicken as a flavor despite losing it seemed insane to me. Learning now that Star Trek takes place only a couple centuries from this moment, the idea of a chicken existing is no longer ridiculous.
Why do you assume chickens are going to be wiped out?
Why was that even bothered you so much?
It's coming.
The chicken apocalypse. Jackson's like, before I die, I will kill every chicken.
I'm going to end every fucking chicken on this goddamn planet.
Apart from the chickens wiping out. My issue is that we had no. There's a few food imagination goes, and chefs are out of a job.
Yes.
Think about like Star Trek. Think about like the big ship. All these people are going to be like, yes, I need to feed them. Oh, they have to hire a cook?
Yeah.
Press a button.
Well, what seems crazy to me about the Star Trek replicator is it can make one meal at a time. That's a crew. Like, that sucks. Imagine if you come in late to lunch, you're waiting hours for your meal to arrive.
You're an idiot again.
Boop. Well, you got to boop food. Boop food. I don't know. That just seems like make a big one.
Hey,
yeah.
Jackson.
Yeah.
Imagine a restaurant.
I'm imagining.
Yeah. Now, imagine it's a busy restaurant.
Okay.
You go in, you sit down, you order.
Yeah.
They literally cook the food and bring it to you. And it's about a half an hour away.
But I just
mean, that's a busy restaurant. I'm talking like 300 people.
I just mean that it could be more efficient. Having one replicator in the canteen seems crazy to me.
Sure, they have more than one.
It never seems like it.
This is getting bees in the wrong bonnets.
Let's talk about vid screens.
I'll concede to whatever at this point.
Sure, whatever. What's your problem with these fucking screens? Vid screens.
In every 80s movie, they assume that what we want is... Oh, wait, that's just FaceTime. It exists. Do we like it?
Personally, I don't love it, but hey,
it's pretty good.
It's I've heard it's great for long distance relationships. It's good.
It's really good for long distance relationships. Just for like people you haven't seen in a long time.
Well, I guess the difference in the '80s is that they assumed that would be the norm. If every phone call was face to face, would that be bad?
It is very normal to see people face.
No, I mean like it's
when
not.
When was the last time you called someone on a phone?
Yeah, ages ago. Single phone call to banks, to everyone, you're talking to a face. You don't
communication,
need
communication, because nowadays mostly we communicate via text.
Yeah,
via either like a messaging service or simply just SMS or whatever it is. So yes, I agree. I would use messaging services a lot more often than I would face to face.
Yeah, absolutely.
But it's a pretty good service.
gets the job done.
It's really useful. Just seems like an extra annoyance to be doing something with the bank and have to look at their face.
It's just
no more phone calls on the shitter.
Have you?
It's just a very useful technology.
You clearly have never had a job because people have meetings like that all the time.
I have chatted to people over Skype.
No,
we've done.
It's so common,
and it's just again very useful. Could be better. I don't know.
It's just a very useful bit of technology, Jack.
And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
And I've been Joel.
Look forward to FaceTiming you all very soon.
Thanks for listening. And if you want to follow us on Twitter, you can find us at Sanspants Radio, or you can find us individually. I'm at Douche13.
I'm at Old Dog the Dad.
And I'm at Goddammit Zammit.
If you want to hear our other shows, you can head to SanspantsRadio.com and you'll find all our other content there. There's heaps. And if you want to support us, head to SanspantsPlus.com. Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you again next time. Good night for now.
But not forever.
Kisses.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.